The subpoena is sent. Your name is on it. Let me cash it in your life. There are steps that I want you to take from this day forward. Steps in the spirit. Don't be afraid. One step at a time. There are green pastures that I want to lead you into. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I want to make you ruler over many things. Yeah, just going to church days are over. Step out in my presence. Step out in my blessing. Step out in my anointing. Step out in my freedom. Step out in my glory. Step out in my path. Let me hold your hand. Let me lead you into deeper and to more powerful waters from this day forward. Yeah, you've been serving me for a long time. But because of religious spirit, you have not walked in the revelations of me as you should. Your day has come. Now flow apostolically and prophetically in the things of God. Be ready to go farther. Be ready to go deeper. Be ready to go wider. For this is a time in your life that you've never seen before. Yeah, things need to be changed. I will change those things that are holding you back. I remove those things that are blocking you. For I'm the Lord your God. My hand is upon you. So rejoice. 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 I've taken the ribbon off. The ribbon was just a sign that there's something in the package. But I want you to go into the package now. I don't want you looking at the outside at the ribbon. I want you to dig into the box. Because on the inside, there are deeper things, there are better things, there are greater things, there are more powerful things, there are more freer things that I want you to flow in. I want you to stop floating. I want you to start flowing. Check your destiny. Check who you're walking with. Check who you're talking with. Check who you're listening to. For my spirit is going to reveal them to you, whether you should be with them or not be with them. My spirit is going to expose men who are trying to hide things, men who are trying to be slick, women who are trying to be slick. They will be exposed, so you'll know the difference between the truth and a lie. So rejoice, the day has come. Rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 Rejoice. The scheme is over. Here come the dream. The scheme has to be stopped for the dream. Those who are scheming, who think they're getting by, they will be exposed. So those who are real and true can walk in their full value. So every schemer, you better run, because the dream is about to come out. Hallelujah! Every schemer better run, because the dream is about to come out. See, you can't get by in the spirit because you ain't got nowhere to hide. The spirit exposes a stranger to you. I said the spirit exposes a stranger to you. A stranger come up to you real nice and neat, calm and quiet, but then the exposure comes. The covers pull off. help you if I can, but I can't help a schemer. I can help a dreamer. But a schemer try to pull something over your eyes. Look at somebody next to you and tell them, you free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead on, son. All bastard spirit is coming to a stop. All bastard spirits who are trying to get over is coming to a stop. Breakthroughs are coming from every direction. All of God's children who are trying to walk in the right way are about to get the blessed, about to get blessed like they've never seen it before, because the blessing been waiting. And here come the blessing. Say it. Here come the blessing. Come on in. Let the blessing come on in. Let the blessing come on in. Sing that song. Sing that song. Let the blessing come on in. Let the blessing come on in. Say it. Let the blessing come on in. Come on in, blessing. Come on in. Let the blessing flow. Come on, children. Let the blessing flow in my life. Come on in. Come on in. Let the blessing flow. In following the Holy Ghost, you cannot have a set pattern. You have to yield when He wants to manifest. You understand that? And you won't fully understand all He's doing because He's the Holy Ghost. But when He wants to move in a service, you have to know how to yield to Him. You want to say some things, show some things, and bring some things to pass. Now, I don't know how this morning service is going to go, because I'm just holding on myself. I've talked to Junior. Where is she from, Junior? The UK, yeah. I got a sister here from the UK. Her and her daughter, she's been following my ministry. Leroy has a letter. Gonna read, and we'll let her say a few words. People all over the world, we're getting letters from people all over the world. But there's one word that I want to emphasize this morning: maturing. My assignment as an apostle is with that one word: maturing. That you're packing. Everywhere you go, the assignment. Satan cannot put no deficits on you because you see it before he bring it. And so we really have not enjoyed God, enjoyed Jesus, enjoyed the Holy Spirit, enjoyed the kingdom, enjoyed the power, enjoyed the glory. Because a lack of maturity. Now, I know those of you carrying a lot of scriptures in your mind and can quote them out and been around a long time and will stand up to me and say, I am matured. No. I find out that there's a whole lot of immaturity when the Spirit starts taking you deeper into the things of God. And your life should be what you want it to be. What a matured statement. Your life, you should have what you want to have. You should be where you want to be. According to the price that was paid, everything already paid for. I'm going in preaching this morning. We turn a celebration into a battle. See how quiet you got? That's right. A celebration. I'm going to reveal something to you this morning that you should be celebrating and you're battling. How many with me here this morning? How many of y'all want to switch from a battle to a celebration? Y'all better talk up then. See, draw it out of the spirit. If the Spirit thought enough of us to reveal this to us, that the church has been in a battle for over 2,000 years, she should have been in a celebration. But you can't let entertainment take the place of intimacy. And what now the remnant of the church, he's going to bring into maturity. Now all this little false stuff, little fake service, gonna die out because Satan gonna crush him. But a person who know their rights and know how to walk by faith and don't let sight bother them. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So none of this stuff rising up should scare you. He told you it was coming. And he told you, I whipped it all already. All you got to do is walk close to me. Live a life of revelation. Not rehearsing. I've put up on you. You are a reversal, not a rehearsal. You don't play over what the world gives you, or what life set on your table. You don't just accept that. I'm not accepting this. You know what I'm saying, right? Tell three people, my day has come. The real spirit world, I'm trying to, Leroy ain't going to come and do the best he can, try to follow my orders, because my orders sometimes are slippery. What was that thought, Lord? It was a good one, too. I should have said it right when you give it to me. The places where your life is slippery going to become solid. Don't have to worry about staying on the road no more. Because something is being placed on you right now that is grounding and rooting you in your walk with God. That's why this now, you probably never heard it. There are so many sincere people up in here. See, the Bible said, try the Spirit by the Spirit. There's a lot of sincere, matured, moving people under the sound of my voice in this house and online right now. And we're about to move. All this fighting, praying all night about the little nappy head thing, don't have to pray about it no more. God gonna handle it. Matter of fact, he has handled it. We just got to partake of it.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say hallelujah, look another person. But no, wait. Say hallelujah, look another person in the eye. So I don't know this sister. My first time seeing her. I just read her letter in the office and just told her, I'm gonna let Leroy let her say something. So I don't know how we're gonna come out.
Yes.
I love it. It's up to the Holy Ghost. Y'all go back to your seat and sit down.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Yep. Thank all the visitors. I see one of my neighbors. He comes see about me every now and then. Thank God for him. Thank God for him. Hallelujah.
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 Trust the Holy Ghost.
Trust the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir, come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're walking pretty good, but I'm putting some railing up here.
Thank you, sir.
I gotta make them right now. Yeah. Something to hold on to. So you ought to be amen at me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't believe I'm going to say this little light of mine no more. I'm going to say this big light of mine. Say this big light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Yeah, you won't come up with a little light. There ain't no little light. It come from God. It's a big light. This bigger light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. All right, Junior, do the best way you can, son. I know you're trying to follow orders. And I interrupt, you know. I want to be a little blunt about something. Everything dead about to come back to life.
Yeah. Glory, 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 glory. Yeah. Glory. Yeah. Glory. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Man, that hit me.
Yes.
Come
on.
Father, let your grace and faith invade this place. Thank you for every man and woman who you give the charge of being here with us this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for ears to hear, hearts to receive, and feet to step into the plan. In Jesus' name, amen. Get your Bible. Everything dead coming back to life. Sure, I love that. Everything dead. Place that on the board, son, at Passion Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 in the Passion Translation, so the congregation can see it. There's a whole lot of teaching in those verses, and I think the Passion Translation has done a tremendous job in unfolding the authority, the ability, and the content of the word grace. It's a masterful word, and the Lord in apostolic and prophetically bringing the church back to her original place, going to use that one word. Notice there, he talk about the fivefold ministry gifts, if you want to look at it on the board. And he has appointed some with grace to be apostle. So apostleship is a grace, right?
Yes.
Then he goes on to name all the other four ministry gifts and appropriated them as grace from him. Go to the 12th verse now. Now, calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers. How many believers?
All.
To do their own work of ministry. Now, I could stay there for weeks.
Yes.
Because right now we have a witnessing, what do we call it, Leroy?
Witnessing app.
App. Most of y'all not on it. You know why? You don't know how to witness. And witnessing is indirectly not important, because you've been taught wrong. You've been taught about to get what you want. Mm-hmm. Get your house and get your car and get your long life and get all your children through college. Know how to pray. That's not the priority of Christianity. Because if you've done what he told you done, all the rest of it will be there. The money will be there, the health will be there. I mean, everything else will be there. So Satan's greatest theft was he stole the word grace with its meaning. I'm going to open it up some more this morning. He stole that word from the church and put the church in the same category as the 4-H Club.
Yes,
sir. One of these sororities they got, Mason, or just any, I'll just call it name now. And none of those things touch the church at all. The church is more powerful. Ministers weak, whorish, broke, not having a family example for the body of Christ. And so we just praying. It's time to get up. Walk it out. Live it. Thank God that you already got it.
Yes.
Already have it. So the anointing, listen, you're listening?
Yes, sir.
The anointing on everyone under the sound of my voice is about to change. It's a proven anointing. It's an anointing that I don't only have examples in my life, but I got many ministers following me. They have the examples in their life. They'll be here next 2 weeks. They'll be here. They have the examples in their life. Many of them. Churches have the examples in their life. They have made changes that need to be made in their life. Don't sit here in this type of environment and be normal. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
No. When the word of God is open this morning, let it in. He said, come on in.
Yes.
Well, let that word in. He's going to bring it all with him. All right? So in this preparation here, this preparatory, this divine plan, and they talk about those grace ministry, apostle, prophet, and they're in divine order. Now, you don't want to cut none out. They all has a plan from God. And he has appointed some with grace to be apostles. No, I don't want to go back there. Go back to 13 verse, I believe. What was it? 12 or 13? 12. Now, according to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own work of ministry. And as they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ. What? Enlarge and build all these programs. All these programs with no power. Go to the next verse. Y'all looking with me?
Yes.
Look what he called them. What he called them?
Grace ministry.
Grace ministry. These grace ministries will function until we all obtain. Look what he said. Oneness in faith. And our Baptist, Catholic, and Jehovah's Witness, and all them old different people is one church. Until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the sons of God and finally become one into a perfect man with the full dimension of spiritual maturity. What?
Yes.
How mature are you?
Come on.
I'm going to show you right now. I'm sure you're going to hurt. You're going to hurt, but I'm going to show you. Where you were Thursday night? With your mature self. Look how quiet it is in the mirror. I call it right night, right?
Yep.
It's Thursday night when we pray.
Yep.
Girls, it's Thursday night when we pray. Oh yeah. What were you Thursday night? You a Sunday person. That's your mature. We're praying about supernatural atmosphere.
Right.
Supernatural faith.
That's right.
We have 300-something people praying, son? Mm-hmm. 300-something people praying every Thursday. See, that's a sign of immaturity. But I don't want to condemn you. But I certainly want to convict you. Because it's yeah, I mean your flesh don't want to come. So what? We go next week. Make it come. I don't know how long we're gonna be this morning, so just shut up. Wanting to appoint man with a full dimension of spiritual maturity. Everybody say spiritual maturity.
Spiritual maturity.
All right, let me ask you a question. How mature are you? Spiritually. Go to the next verse. Then I'm going to start giving you some points that are going to cause you to grow up fast. And then our what?
Immaturity.
We're in. It will not be easily shaken by trouble. You see that? Nor led astray by novel teaching. Watch this now. Who by the false doctrine of deceivers who teach clever lies.
Jesus.
You ever heard a clever lie? Yeah, if you a dummy, you will fall for it. You got people out there with clever lies. I mean, that lie is so clear that it make you believe it's the truth. And you ever talk about anybody like that? Any of y'all know any clever lies? She, they out there. What's the neighborhood? But instead we remain strong. How many of y'all will remain strong? And always sincere in our love as we express the truth. All our direction and ministries will flow from Christ and lead us deeper into him, the anointed head of his body, the church. Then the 16th verse. For his body had been formed in his image and is closely joined together and constantly connected as one. And every member had been given gifts to contribute to the growth of all. And as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, we are built up and made what?
Perfect.
You may be seated. Grace releases the finished work of the cross. That's where everybody, that's where you want to get. You want to get where you're living daily by and through the finished work of the cross. Let's read a few scriptures that will show some things. Turn to John 19. John Gospel. Chapter 19. We'll look at the 30th verse. This is where grace brings us. Grace releases the finished work of the cross. When you praying and you know you already got the answer, it's a powerful position to be in.
Yes.
This is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to his will, he hears. And if we know he hears, we know we have the petition that we desire of him. Therefore, I say to you, anything in Mark 11:24, therefore, I say to you, the things so you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you should have them. Those are confidential prayer. Those are not conditional, hoping something going to happen prayer. Here in John 19, 30, a voice that fulfilled maturity. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he's on the cross now,
yes,
he said, it is finished. What finished? Everything. And he bowed his head and gave up the gold. So grace is a carrier of John 19:30. Grace, when you understand grace, you understand you already have the victory. Your prayer already answered. Your decree already have come to pass. You're just that powerful when you function in grace properly. Grace releases the finished work of the cross. Look in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 for a moment. In other words, let's let grace dress us for a few moments. We'll put our grace on. What I say? Yeah, you get everything else on. Let's get our grace on. Grace is security. Thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's secured victory in every situation. What I said, boy, that's a mouthful of that. Yes. You heard what I said? What I say? Secured victory in every situation. Oh man, somebody should have got some relief right there. I mean, something you're dealing with right now. The Lord just told you He has secured victory in every situation.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh my, online. Somebody back me up online. I can't get them to back me up in here. You got secured victory. I mean, it's your prophecy, but what you're dealing with, the Lord talking to you this morning, and the Lord telling you, child, because you're under my grace,
yes,
and everything is already finished, and you're wearing my favor,
yes, yes.
It may look sensically, it may look satanically, like you're not secured, but by divine unction, you out. I never told you walk by senses. I told you walk by faith and not by sight. The problem is when you're not under grace, you're going to walk by sight because Satan going to keep showing that stuff to you. But you can look at it in grace and see beyond it. It's already done. The abundant life, the glorious life, the joyous life, the free life, it's already done by grace. It's a done deal. It's finished. When Jesus died on the cross, He paid for it all. And I'm here just as a representative of Him to tell you, you got it. You're a Christian. You're born again. All you got to do now is feed. Feed your spirit. Feed your soul. Even feed your senses that you're under His direction.
Yes.
You're under His protection. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You're under His correction.
Yes, sir.
Holy Spirit, help me in here.
Holy Spirit.
Now we look at Galatians 3:13. It talks a past tense statement. Past tense. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed from any damnable thing that Satan's going to try to put on me. I ain't got no business being broke. My mailbox shouldn't be for just bills.
Yes, sir.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed. Say, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
Being made a curse for us, for it's written, curse everyone that hanging on a tree. Go to the next verse. That the blessing of Abraham, now what kind of blessing Abraham had? I mean, You read Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Abraham tell you how to get in this blessing. Look at Genesis 12, 1, 3. You ready to move? You got any poverty in your life at all? This is a doggone shame. You got any poverty, any bills you want to get rid of?
Yes.
Turn to Genesis chapter 12. It's a shame for us to read this and don't realize what God is trying to say to us. Because we churchgoers, we read the Bible, we mark our Bible, we got a little notepad, we got an iPad. No, let this stuff be this reality, the real. Woo! Let the real God walk through you today. Ooh, just think about it. Think about it, the real God get a chance to walk through you today. And you know He walked by faith. So if you ain't putting no faith out, He ain't got nothing to walk on. God walked in your life by your faith. Woo. Write that down. God walked in my life by my faith.
Yeah, by my faith.
If I don't have no faith, God don't have nothing to walk in my life with.
Wow.
Whew.
That's good.
See, we try to put all the responsibility on God. Oh, God, if you're going to move, God said, I have already moved.
Right.
Give me something to go with. You trust me?
Yes.
Why the Bible said, trust in the Lord with what?
All.
And do what?
Acknowledge
him what?
All.
What do you do?
All.
Wow. Wow. That is powerful, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh? He'll direct your path.
Yes, it will.
Now, some of the things you're running into, you think that's God?
Hmm.
Huh? He ain't directing you. You religiously directing your own path. But this morning you're learning, I want to check if I'm letting him direct my path. Now I feel his presence right now. There's somebody here you want to really direct your path. You're going through some unnecessary stuff. And he about to remove it right now. And you should say glory. Don't be scared. They don't know it's you. Say glory.
Glory!
They can't figure all that out. They ain't that smart. They act like they're smart. They ain't somebody that smart. So Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, right? I'll let you see one more scripture. And then I'm going to begin to give you some highlight point. Amen?
Amen.
So what we're doing in these series of teaching now is releasing the grace of God. Releasing the finished work of the cross. Releasing that all my prayers have been answered. When Jesus died on that cross, everything was paid for.
I agree.
That feel like a dance there, boy. Even though fleshly and sensically, it seemed like nothing happening. But that's why we had to hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. So you got to keep confessing it. You don't see nothing change. It looks like it's the same, but you keep holding on what God said and it'll change for you, all right? Here in Galatians 2:20 now. Now, when you come to the right revelation of grace, you come to a point where you qualified and matured enough. Now, this is a big one here. This is your biggest problem, my biggest problem. Deny yourself.
Yes.
You're not sensical-wise, academically wise, computer wise, scientific wise, you can't do this. You need the Spirit. You need an anointing to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Some things have come, and they're just like the cross. But you're going to have to worry about it. You know, Jesus overcame the cross, didn't he?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
What did he say in Hebrews 12:2? Looking to Jesus? Come on, some of y'all need to open it up. Open it up. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, but now he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. So there are things going to come up. You understand, sis? There are things going to come up in your life going to look like a cross. But get your eyes off of that and put your eyes back on Jesus. It's a temporary delay. Sometime, now I've learned this. I'm in my fourth jet. And whenever a trip is canceled, I never argue about it because I don't know what was waiting in the air on me. Y'all get upset. Y'all get upset about when something canceled, it didn't work out right. You better sit down and get you a glass of water. Think about it, because something might have been up there waiting on you. And God stopped it so it won't happen. See, you can't run your life by your senses. You have to let your life be run by the Spirit. Sometimes things are canceled for a reason. Cancel your greatest football games. Cancel. Oh, Lord, you're all upset. I don't know why they canceled. The weather ain't. Shut up. Get you a glass of water and listen to the Lord. Let me go into it. I'll give you the scripture. Galatians 2:20, 21, Romans 6, 3 through 5. Let me go into this. I'm going to go a few more minutes. Let me go into this. Here's the scheme. Shut down grace. Therefore, shut down the power of the cross. That was Satan's scheme. Shut down grace. And therefore, shut down the power of the cross. Then here's another scheme he used. The cross must not be preached for entertainment, but for enlightenment, for the whole plan of God right now. There's a lot of cross teaching entertainment where you feel good. You feel good, your body feel good. Or I can shake you up, or I can have everybody running in you. We can run the next 3 hours. But what you gonna do with your life? What you gonna do with the situation? I want you to have information and revelation that you can use in your bed at the midnight hour. So the cross must not be preached for entertainment, but for enlightenment, and we Baptists good at it. I don't care if they get mad, they can't stop me. They done tried to stop me already. We Baptists, it's getting late in the evening. And the sun looked like it never gonna shine. Oh, because we're here this morning. Yeah, I got a name, I know it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I'm a Baptist boy. But I've seen people grow so much and develop and got lovely lives. I know I have to teach this grace with enlightenment. All right? Let me jump. Well, I won't give you. The grace of the cross puts heaven into overdrive. Listen, you're about to shut down everything and everyone that is holding you back. Amen. Oh, man. You're about to shut down everything and everyone that is holding you back. Let me emphasize. I don't know if you're going to catch it. Even big companies.
Oh, come on, sir. Yes.
Big corporations cannot stand up to grace.
Right.
A person who's walking in grace right, God has shut a whole company down just for that one person. You, listen, look at somebody, tell them next to you, you're so powerful. So powerful. Come on. Don't let nobody shut you down. I receive your seed. Shut you down with that little grease market. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm going to start using my power fully.
I'm going to start using my power fully.
Called grace.
And faith.
In the cross.
In the cross.
You're about to shut down everybody, everything, and everyone that's holding you back. Come on, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read this real clear to you. When you learn the grace of the cross anointing, the grace of the cross anointing, when you learn the grace, third time, of the cross anointing, then you will begin to live your full potential as a child of God. I'm hearing and I'm seeing at the same time. I'm about to tell you what I'm hearing and seeing. No more limits. I want you to write that big on your pad or type it in big letters or whatever. No more limit. That's what grace calls for. No more limit. Stuff you don't have to go after. It starts coming after you. God wants to use you as an example of him being a good God. Now, you're really going to have to be in the spirit to grasp this. The church has made a battle out of a celebration. In other words, all this fighting we're doing, and all this praying we're doing to try to stay in place, shouldn't be. Once we learn we already have the victory, thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We already got the victory. Then we don't have to be battling all the time. Uh-huh. If you already won.
Right.
All right. I got an automatic shotgun in my hand with 3 shells in it, and it's cocked. And you stand in my door and tell me you're going to come in my house. I ain't going to get on my knees praying. No, you can't come in. Yeah, you. Bam! That's the kind of power you packing. Satan don't want you to know that. He wants you to think he's equal with you. He's not equal with you. He's defeated. Satan is defeated. He's not equal with you. You not designed to be deceived because you got an anointing called discernment. You can see clean through a point. They stand in line. They're using 15 scriptures and talk about how much they love God. You see the line? So I'm asking you all, on behalf of him, celebrate your life.
Yes,
sir. Now one of the things that stops you from celebrating your life is if you start letting your flesh talk to you. Your flesh should take the celebration away because so you feel that? Yeah, I feel it. I know you put it there too. You leave, in the name of Jesus, you will leave my body. Pan, I wrap you in the blood. I've told Pan that and it left in 30 seconds. Sometimes it stayed 3 minutes. You can tell it leave though. Now, in every transaction from this day forward, you must have this anointing. The victory is already won.
Yes.
You got it?
Yes.
What I said?
The victory is already won.
I'm talking about in every situation, whatever you're dealing with. You come to church this morning and find out by the Holy Ghost that you got the victory, no matter how it look, no matter how it feel, no matter how many against you, no matter what they're saying, You got the victory. Grace is flowing like living water in my life. Faith, victory is already in place. Faith, victory are already in place. The blood, what I said?
Blood.
Triumphs are flowing every day. And in my life. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a request from the Spirit of God to you. Not to be easily shaken by trouble. I heard him say, be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know there's nothing I can't handle. Stop being led by novel teaching. Novel. A rookie. Don't have no example in their life. Why you gonna teach me about all this stuff? You ain't got nothing. Your family all messed up. I thank God. Them two boys in, that's my two sons leading the praise. Then my other son right there, my daughter here. My daughter, not daughter-in-law, my other daughters by marriage are here. Matter of fact, Darnell and Deidre is celebrating their anniversary today. How many years? 12 years. Yeah, she made that boy a good wife. I mean, real solid. Solid. Oh, yeah, Chantel, all right. Oh, Lord. I mean, just his daughter. Matter of fact, we'll go out this afternoon.
Amen.
Celebrate Montreal's Boys Day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sure do. If the word working ought to be working in your life,
yes.
Ought to be working in the preacher life, right?
Yes.
Huh?
That's right.
And I'm not taking no credit for it. It's the glory of God, because I tell you, we humans, just like anybody else, we have things to deal with, just like anybody else. But I just don't make my what I deal with a public display.
Yes, sir.
So y'all stop being led by novel teaching. Good rhymes and good little poems and good little cliches. Then he says, no false doctrine or deceiver who teach clever lies. Y'all ever heard a clever lie? Y'all never met a clever liar? I've stood right with him. And every time they say something, the Lord says, lie. I said, just let them keep talking. And they'll never see me no more. I disappear. It's a very simple statement, but I want to give it to you. Without the revelation of grace activated, it makes the cross of Jesus of none effect. Without the revelation of grace activated, it makes the cross of Jesus of none effect. Mm. Now, I know y'all ought to shout on this one. Everything dead about to come back to life. Hallelujah. I'm talking about everything. With this type of anointing flowing towards you. All right? Now, here, give me about 10 or 15 more minutes. Now, watch these statements. These are some strong statements, but I'm going to give scripture backup with them. Here is how to open everything up. Here's how to open everything up. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. First thing you got to do is shut down infirmity. Praying in the spirit will shut down infirmity. Then you got to open up the mind of the spirit. Praying in the spirit will open the mind of the spirit. Then you have to open the will of God, praying in the Spirit. Romans 8, 26 through 28 will open the will of God. Then you got to know how to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your might. Romans 8, 26, when you're praying in the Spirit, you step into that type of love. Are you following me?
Yeah.
It's so powerful. Mm-hmm. Then you get to the point where in Romans 8, 26, look at Romans 8, 26. Who want that lifestyle? Who want a Romans 8, 26 lifestyle? When you shut down the infirmities, when you begin to operate in the mind of the Spirit and the will of God and the love for God and the purpose of God, this is what would happen to you. All things work together for good for them that love God. Now, Pastor, you ever been sick? Yes. You live in this earthly body. You won't get sick. But I also know this: all things work together for good for them that love God. Don't go telling everybody your problem. You want somebody to feel sorry for you? Just shut up. Just dance when you want to cry. So I've told here, the Holy Ghost have told you, you got anything closed in your life, anything not working, the statement is, the principle is, how to open everything up. Romans 8, 26 through 28. I've done this for years. Praying in the Spirit. Open everything up. In other words, it removes infirmity. I'm repeating myself. Hallelujah. It removes infirmity, right? First thing. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us our infirmities. For we know not we should prefer the Holy Spirit to make it instead of overgrown, but cannot be uttered. Then it gives you the mind of the Spirit. All right, number two, shutting down all deceptions of the cross. Shutting down, turn to Matthew 18:18. Matthew 18, 18, shutting down all deception of the cross. Very, very, I say that whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Shut it down. I already got the victory. Thanks be to God that give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A little louder, y'all. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I'm listening. Look in Isaiah 53:5. The cross created grace and all its space. So my grace space is created by the cross. Not by feeling, not by might, not by sight, but by revelation. Notice I didn't say by facts. Shutting down all deception of the cross. The cross created grace and all this space. Then I have two more things I want to say to you. Are you ready to wrap your life in the favors, plural, of the cross grace? Are you ready to wrap your life in the favors of the cross grace? Turn to Galatians chapter 4, verse 11. Apostle said, I'm afraid of you, as I bestowed upon you labors in vain. Go to the next verse. Wow. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as you are. You have not injured me at all. Go to the 13th verse. You know how through infirmities of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. Keep going. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Verse 15. Where then the blessing you spoke of? I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes, had given to me. Then verse 16. Am I therefore becoming your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. See, we need to flow in there. We need to just, you know, if you feel like jumping, just play your song at home or something. Play it. You just want to jump. You don't want to learn nothing. Just stop by one of them other churches and just go in there and jump and run with them. But you need to learn something here. So here's what I'm going to close with. The total secret is keeping grace and faith attached to the cross. Favor, faith, and the finished work. Favor is grace. Favor, faith, and the finished work. Amen.